In a world that is so fast-paced and fickle, it's easy to feel lost and disconnected. Anybody besides me long to know that you belong and have a place in this world, that your life has purpose, that you're seen and heard and valued? I'm here week after week because I long to encourage you with the promises in the Bible that reveal how very special you are to God. He loves you, my friend. And although this crazy world can make you feel insignificant and small, that is not at all how God sees you. One of my favorite declarations of truth that I learned to believe and speak over myself after a thorough study of Psalm 139 goes like this: I am not invisible, and neither are you. If you're familiar with the format of Believe and Speak, you are in for a surprise. Well, unless you happen to watch the previous episode when I introduced three women I absolutely love. They discovered the joy of acceptance after walking with me through Psalm 139. We're going to visit their stories again today. And if you're like me, you never get tired of hearing people testify about the transformative power of God. All three of the women you're about to hear from experienced life-giving transformation by sitting with their Bibles and their journals while listening for God to speak directly into their hearts and minds about His plan and purpose for them. I had the privilege of teaching them how to do that, and I would love to take you on that same journey of discovery. Now, after you hear their stories, I'm going to share an exciting opportunity waiting for you. So stay with me. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I just want to say thank you. I can't tell you how much you mean to me. I get discouraged sometimes looking into a camera instead of into your eyes. I would love having the great honor of seeing your face, and so I am doing something about that, and I'm going to tell you about it in a little bit. It's a whole lot easier talking to a person you can see, but I do my best to picture you. You're the reason I'm here. So again, thank you for spending some time with me. Just this week, I received some much needed comments to fill me up and keep me going. Sitting on this side of the camera, I sometimes feel invisible, which brings me to the scripture that I'm going to be reading today. It's just one verse from Psalm 139, verse 16, and I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. That verse inspired a declaration that I cling to whenever I feel ignored, passed over, or left out. I am not invisible. Will you declare that empowering truth with me? I am not invisible. That declaration is one of seven that I pulled from the themes in Psalm 139. Now, if you're familiar with the 24 verses in that beloved psalm, then you just might recognize its message in the seven declarations that make up what I call the manifesto of acceptance. It goes like this: God knows me. He is always with me. I am not invisible. I am wonderfully made. God's countless thoughts are for me. I have enemies, but I can walk in victory. Now, I want you to keep those declarations in mind as you hear the testimonies of three women who not only learned the manifesto, but also experienced transformation because they began to drown out the lies they had believed about their identity and their worth with the truth that's tucked into Psalm 139. Now, after you hear from them, I'm going to tell you how you can take the same journey they did with me.
Beth, I'm so excited that you are here to talk today about your experience going through this class. And I love your story. I can't wait for you to share about what drew you to the class.
So what drew me to the class was my mom dragging me to the class.
Yay, I know.
I wasn't grateful at the time, but I know she knows I'm extremely grateful for her consistent efforts to draw me close to God. I was just not in that place. I just didn't want to, I didn't want to work on anything. I didn't care. I had given up in a sense. I was dealing with so much pain and so much hurt and there were so many different things.
I had just recently ended a relationship that was going to go down a very significant path in my life. And so I basically was recommended to come to your class and work on kind of more like accepting myself, accepting God, and accepting everything that I could in a more positive way instead of focusing on rejection.
And did that happen? Did the class do that for you?
I think for me in general, it was the constant like being reminded like, God knows me. I'm not invisible. You know, I may have enemies, but at the end of the day, I'll walk in victory. It was just like each time, like going through each line of the manifesto, it was really nice because sometimes when you read scripture, it's sometimes really hard to just read it and like always focus on what it's actually saying. But if someone kind of gives you like a prompt and says like, okay, these four verses, what I got from it was God knows me. It kind of allows you to do some critical thinking and being like, did I get the same thing? And oh, I can see where she got this. And so it's just like a positive direction that you can go in. So you have a little bit more guidance when you read scripture.
I had finished graduate school. And I was looking for, you know, my dream job. Why did I go to school? What is God's purpose? What do I need to do? And it just wasn't coming together. So I ran to the lobby, literally, and just remember telling you, I want to learn more about this rejection thing. And you signed me right up. And I said, I can't believe I just told her like that, like if she knew the whole backstory. But you were so welcoming. Oh. And I just knew, I said, this is going to be a good thing.
As you went through and you learned the lines of the manifesto, was there one, I think there was, that yes. stuck out more than any other? Which one was
there was.
It?
He is always with me. I think the reason why that one meant so much to me was because of abandonment issues that I know I've always dealt with. I was adopted. I married and was widowed at the age of 21, and then married again and dealt with domestic violence. It's just been a lot of different things with me personally, and then a lot of other issues that happened in my family as well. It's just to feel hurt and abandoned and disregarded and even shunned, even though I know that people are just people and people are going to have their own reactions to other situations. This whole domino effect of pain and hurt. The line is hurt people, hurt people.
Right.
And so one of those things with me, it was to know and understand that God is always with me. He's with me in the coming and in the going. It meant something so personal to me because I felt so alone.
Until I took the class and learned in detail, Psalm 139, I really felt like, well, maybe this is just the way life is. And I kind of sat there for a little bit and not in a depressed mode, but in a way where I thought, well, you know, some people get the good, happy ever, and you know, happy ever life after.
Happily ever after.
Right.
Yes, the fairy
yeah,
tale.
Some yes. people get the fairy tale and some people just have to work harder. And mm-hmm. and my lot in life is just to work harder. And not that I've had a problem with that, but sometimes you look and you're like, man, I would like a break and I would like some, you know, time in the sun. Mm-hmm. So with your class, I learned that everything, God is definitely ordering all our steps and there is no wrong step. It's just a step in the direction of the life that He has for us.
Oh, that's such a good thing to learn.
I had to understand that I am made perfect by God.
What would you say to someone that was thinking, oh, should I sign up for that class? Should I read that book? Should I get into all of that journaling? How would you encourage them?
I think the interactive component of the book is what made it really stick out to me and why the class was so good. Because at the end of the day, like I like reading religious books, like they're good and stuff like that. But sometimes when you don't actually put into practice what you're reading, it's kind of like, I'm going to read it. That was a good book, but you're not going to remember what the book actually taught you. You're not going to remember what the book actually said or where it pointed you to dive deeper. You know, you don't have any of that knowledge versus like when we were journaling, it's like we're making this very personal. We're taking time with God to ask questions and then have those questions answered. And so the idea of like taking time to listen to God was a very different experience for me. But then when I actually like willingly was like, okay, let's give this a try. Like, we'll see how it goes and hopefully it will go in a positive direction. It was actually really inspiring, the fact that, oh my gosh, I can actually hear God. And that's an amazing thing, just because I don't think my words are what's going to stand the test of time, like scripture, where God inspired all of these great writers of the books of the Bible. I don't think that my words can stand the test of time like that. But the words of God clearly have shown historically that they do.
Besides living in anger and bitterness and being all kinds of rough around the edges, I lived in fear, and not the fear that you talk about in the book. You talk about reverence and an ultimate respect for God. That kind of fear is very different. Mm-hmm. I had to learn what it meant to the difference between submission to God and oppression. Mm-hmm. And that for me was a long journey, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. So if you were to talk to someone, you know, I mean, now you're in your mom's shoes, right? Would you drag someone to the class?
Absolutely.
What would you say to talk them into going?
Absolutely. I would drag someone there and I would say, I'm doing it because I love you. And I want you to hear what I hear and see what I see. But I want you to have your own experience for yourself, because you deserve it. You deserve healing. You deserve wholeness. You deserve God's love, and you deserve to be able to feel that and understand that and know what that is for you.
I want to ask you about your experience journaling, because I've had some people say, oh, if I read this book, do I have to journal? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But what was it like for you to go through that process and really lean in and listen to hear God speak?
I believe that when I went through the journaling process, it was taking time, because it takes time to sit and be with the Lord and really make a space to not be distracted. Right. So for me, that became 5 a.m. in the morning from that point forward. And it still is 5 a.m. that I give myself that hour to just be present with the Lord. But when we apply it and we go to where we are able to live it out, I think that for me, that it's just transformative for anybody. Really, it will change anybody's day, any mood, any bad. If you had a bad day the night before, you start fresh every morning.
I think in general, when you think about acceptance in today's society, that's not always easy. I may only be half Black, but it's definitely something that people are saying, you know, we're not going to accept you if you accept this or don't accept this. Like, no matter which side I go, I'm going to hear that I'm not accepted, because with what's going on currently and what's been going on historically, the idea that it's really hard to find acceptance in a lot of other places. So if you don't find it in God and you're relying on human beings to accept you for something that you may never be able to give, it's really hard to just try to constantly be running towards acceptance that you may never have.
That right there, Elise, is wisdom. Thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your story. I really appreciate you. And I know God loves you more than I ever could, but I sure love you a whole lot.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You've probably figured out by now that I am offering this class to you. We can finally meet face to face, because I'm launching an online Bible study and group coaching call live via Zoom. There's a link in the description to more information about the class, and registration is now open. Spaces are limited because I want to keep it intimate. I want to be able to see your eyes. If you have ever felt invisible, then this class is for you. I can't wait to meet you. So click the link in the description and find out how you can join me live. The best part about this class is learning how to discern the voice of God. You're going to be spending time with Him in your Bible and with your journal, and you're going to find out that God has something to say to you. I want to help you hear Him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you do still speak today. Yes, you speak through your word. You speak through the prophets, through the Psalms, through the New Testament, through all of the Gospels, certainly, as Jesus walked the earth. But Lord, you also speak to us today. Jesus said that when he left, he would send the Spirit who would guide us into all truth. And Lord, I want us to learn how to hear, how to discern, how to know when you're speaking to us, how it is that you guide us. And so, Lord, if it be your will, I pray that nothing would keep that person listening right now who thinks maybe this class is for them, Lord, from signing up. And Lord, for all who are listening, Lord God, I pray that you would keep them so aware of your presence and your promise to always be with them, and that you see them. Lord, they are not invisible to you. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. We claim that promise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for this special episode today, and I sincerely hope that you will join me live via Zoom. All you got to do is click that link in the description for all of the details about the class. I long for you to believe and speak this truth. I am not invisible. God sees you. He always knows what you're up to, and he cares about you. I hope to see you soon. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.